You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 100.
We are continuing in the book of Deuteronomy, and Moses is writing a letter to the Israelites. And this time, the focus of conversation is about serving other gods. And don't do it. And the people are surrounded by lots of temptations, whether it's from family members, people they love, or just somebody who calls himself a prophet, and they interpret dreams, and they're actually right a couple of times. The people of the Lord need to watch out. And part of this isn't just saying no to the people who worship other gods. This isn't about tolerance. Hey, you worship your gods? We'll worship ours. No. Moses takes the next step and instructs the Israelites to destroy the other gods and the people who worship those other gods. I mean, we're talking about leveling entire cities. And then he talks about how Israel is God's special people. And we get into detailed lists of food they can and can't eat. And then he talks about what it means to give one-tenth, or what we call a tithe, of your wealth to God. And wealth back in those days wasn't measured by a bank account. It was measured by the goods you had on hand, such as grain and wine and animals. And there is something special he wants the Israelites to do every 3 years. And that if they do this one thing, they will be blessed in everything they do. Sounds like a no-brainer to me.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Deuteronomy 13. A letter written by Moses to the Israelites. Don't serve other gods. A prophet or someone who explains dreams might come to you and tell you that they will show you a sign or a miracle. And the sign or a miracle they told you about might come true. Then they might ask you to follow other gods, gods you don't know, and say to you, "Let's serve those gods." Don't listen to them. Because the Lord your God is testing you. He wants to know if you love Him with all your heart and all your soul. You must follow the Lord your God. Respect Him. Obey His commands and do what He tells you. Serve the Lord your God and never leave Him. Also, you must kill that prophet or person who explains dreams, because they told you to turn against the Lord your God. And it was the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, where you were slaves. They tried to pull you away from the life He commanded you to live. So you must kill them to remove this evil from your people. Someone close to you might secretly persuade you to worship other gods. It might be your own brother, your son, your daughter, the wife you love, or your closest friend. They might say,
"Let's go and serve other gods."
These are gods that you and your ancestors never knew. They are the gods of the people who live in the other lands around you, some near and some far away. You must not agree with them. Don't listen to them or feel sorry for them. Don't let them go free or protect them. No. You must kill them with stones. You be the first one to pick up stones and throw at them. Then everyone must throw stones to kill them, because they tried to pull you away from the Lord your God. And it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, where you were slaves. Then all the Israelites will hear about it and be afraid, and they will not do those evil things anymore. The Lord your God has given you cities to live in. Sometimes you might hear some bad news about one of these cities. You might hear that some troublemakers from your own nation are persuading the people of their city to do bad things. They might say to the people of their city, "Let's go and serve other gods." These gods would be gods that you never knew before. If you hear this kind of news, you must do all you can to learn if it is true. If you learn that it is true, if you prove that such a disgusting thing really did happen, then you must kill all the people of that city and their animals too. You must destroy that city completely. You must gather up everything of value and take it to the center of the city. Burn the whole city and everything in it as a burnt offering to the Lord your God. You must turn that city into an empty pile of rocks forever, and that city must never be rebuilt. Everything in that city must be destroyed as an offering to God. So you must not keep any of the things for yourselves. If you follow this command, the Lord will stop being so angry with you. He will be kind to you. He will feel sorry for you. He will let your nation grow larger as he promised your ancestors. This will happen if you listen to the Lord your God. If you obey all his commands that I give you today, you must do what the Lord your God says is right. Deuteronomy 14. Israel, God's special people. Moses continues speaking to the Israelites in a letter. You are the children of the Lord your God. When someone dies, you must not cut yourselves or shave your heads to show your sorrow. This is because you are different from other people. You belong to the Lord your God. From all the people in the world, the Lord chose you to be his own special people. Food the Israelites are allowed to eat. Don't eat anything that is disgusting to the Lord. You may eat these animals: cattle, sheep, goats, deer, gazelles, roe deer, wild sheep, wild goats, antelopes, and mountain sheep. You may eat any animal that has hooves divided into two parts and that chews the cud. But don't eat camels, rabbits, or rock badgers. These animals chew the cud, but they don't have split hooves. So these animals are not a clean food for you. And you must not eat pigs. Their hooves are divided, but they don't chew the cud. So pigs are not a clean food for you. Don't eat any meat from pigs. Don't even touch a pig's dead body. You may eat any kind of fish that has fins and scales, but don't eat anything living in the water that does not have fins and scales. It is not a clean food for you. You may eat any clean bird, but don't eat any of these birds: eagles, vultures, buzzards, red kites, falcons, any kind of kite, any kind of raven, horned owls, screech owls, seagulls, any kind of hawk, little owls, great owls, white owls, desert owls, ospreys, cormorants, storks, any kind of heron, hoopoes, or bats. All insects with wings are unclean, so don't eat them. But you may eat any clean bird. Don't eat any animal that has died by itself. You may give the dead animal to the foreigner in your town, and he can eat it. Or you may sell the dead animal to an immigrant. But you yourselves must not eat the dead animal, because you belong to the Lord your God. You are his special people. Don't cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Giving 1/10. Every year, you must be sure to save 1/10 of all the crops that grow in your fields. Then you must go to the place the Lord has chosen to be present among you. You will go there to be with the Lord your God. At that place, you will eat the 1/10 of your crops, 1/10 of your grain, your new wine, your oil, and the first animals born in your herds and flocks. In this way, you will always remember to respect the Lord your God. But that place might be too far for you to travel to. Maybe you will not be able to carry 1/10 of all the crops that the Lord has blessed you with. If that happens, sell that part of your crops, and take the money with you to the special place the Lord has chosen. Use the money to buy anything you want, cattle, sheep, wine, or beer, or any other food. Then you and your family will eat and enjoy yourselves there with the Lord your God. But don't forget the Levites living in your town. Share your food with them, because they don't get a share of the land the way you do. At the end of every 3 years, you must gather 1/10 of your harvest for that year. Store this food in your towns. Keep this food for the Levites, because they don't have any land of their own. Also, keep this food for the immigrants, orphans, and widows who live in your towns. This will provide enough for them to come and eat all they want. If you do this, the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do.
Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 30. Some people there with Jesus at that time told him about what had happened to some worshipers from Galilee. Pilate had ordered them to be killed. Their blood was mixed with the blood of the animals they had brought for sacrificing. Jesus answered, "Do you think this happened to those people because they were more sinful than all the other people from Galilee? No, they were not. But if you don't decide now to change your lives, you will all be destroyed, like those people. And what about those 18 people who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them? Do you think they were more sinful than everyone else in Jerusalem? They were not. But I tell you, if you don't decide now to change your lives, you will all be destroyed too." Jesus told this story. A man had a fig tree growing in his garden. He came looking for some fruit on it, but he found none. He had a servant who took care of his garden, so he said to his servant,
"I have been looking for fruit on this tree for 3 years, but I never found any. Cut it down. Why should it waste the ground?"
But the servant answered,
"Master, let the tree have one more year to produce fruit. Let me dig up the dirt around it and fertilize it. Maybe the tree will have fruit on it next year. If it still does not produce, then you can cut it down."
Jesus taught in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. A woman was there who had an evil spirit inside her that had crippled her for 18 years. Her back was always bent, so she could not stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he told her to come closer and said to her,
"You are now free from your suffering."
He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was able to stand up straight. She began praising God. The synagogue leader was angry because Jesus had healed someone on the Sabbath day. He said to the people,
"There are 6 days for work, so come to be healed on one of those days. Don't come for healing on the Sabbath day."
The Lord answered, "You people are hypocrites. All of you untie your work animals and lead them to drink water every day, even on the Sabbath day. This woman that I healed is a true descendant of Abraham, but Satan has held her for 18 years. Surely it is not wrong for her to be made free from Satan's grip on a Sabbath day." Jesus' answer shamed all those who were criticizing him, and all the people were happy about the wonderful things he was doing. Then Jesus said, "What is God's kingdom like? What can I compare it to? God's kingdom is like the seed of the mustard plant that a man plants in his garden. The seed grows and becomes a tree big enough for birds to make nests in its branches." Jesus said again, "What can I compare God's kingdom with? It is like yeast that a woman uses to make bread. She mixes just a little yeast into a huge amount of flour, but the yeast makes all the dough rise." Jesus was teaching in every town and village,
he continued to travel towards Jerusalem. Someone said to him,
Lord, how many people will be saved? Only a few?
Jesus said, The door to God's kingdom is narrow. Try hard to enter it. Many people will want to enter there, but they will not be able to go in. If a man locks the door of his house, you can stand outside and knock on the door, but he won't open it. You can say,
Sir, open the door for us.
But he will answer,
I don't know you. Where did you come from?
Then you will say,
We ate and drank with you. You taught in the streets of our town.
Then he will say to you,
I don't know you. Where did you come from? Get away from me. You are all people who do wrong.
You will see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in God's kingdom. But you will be thrown outside. There you will cry and grind your teeth in pain. People will come from the east, west, north, and south. They will sit down at the table in God's kingdom. People who have the lowest place in life now will have the highest place in God's kingdom. And people who have the highest place now will have the lowest place in God's kingdom.
Proverbs 9, verse 1 through 12.
Wisdom has built her house. She has made it strong with seven pillars. She has prepared meat and wine for a feast. The food is on the table. She has sent her servant girls to announce from the highest hill in the city.
Whoever needs instruction, come.
To all who are foolish, she says,
Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have prepared. Leave your old foolish ways and live. Advance along the path of understanding.
Criticize a person who is rude and shows no respect, and you will only get insults. Correct the wicked, and you will only get hurt. Don't correct such people, or they will hate you. But correct those who are wise, and they will love you. Teach the wise, and they will become wiser. Instruct those who do what is right, and they will gain more knowledge. Wisdom begins with fear and respect for the Lord. Knowledge of the Holy One leads to understanding. Wisdom will help you live longer. She will add years to your life. If you become wise, it will be for your own good. If you are rude and show no respect, you are the one who will suffer.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 100. Join us for day 101. Continuing the book of Deuteronomy, you'll hear about the special year when your debts get canceled, when slaves can go free. Ah, don't we love the good old days? Then you'll hear about the Passover and the other festivals that are to happen. And in the book of Luke, Jesus predicts and prophesies his own death in Jerusalem. And the issue of healing on the Sabbath day is revisited by the Pharisees. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.